motherfucker gonna be waxy regardless.
Shit, you just gotta make sure your lips ain't wet.
Right.
And then you scrape.
I'll be sucking the moisture out of them. I hate that.
Hey, pause. Pause.
Hey, for real.
You be sucking the moisture out of your bitch?
Yes, bro. On my lips, bro.
Oh, what you joke.
Yeah, I didn't finish the
sentence. Yeah. <My fault. laughs> Oh, that's your recording.
You're recording, fuck.
Niggas, be back, man. Welcome back to Durack Discussions. Tev, your boy. First off, man.
It's your boy Bryce.
Shit, you
know what it is.
Got a good ass episode for you guys today, man.
Absolutely, absolutely.
If you watched the last one or listened to the last one, you know what this week's is about.
It's effort.
Yeah, it started with an E.
But before we get into that. I had an intro that I didn't share with you.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't share with you because I wanted it to be genuine and 100%
off the top.
So, yesterday, or last week, we were sitting down. And Tev had, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but he thanked me.
Oh, no. Put that shit out there.
He thanked me for, you know, putting him into... Or really bring them on with me. Really letting him just be him through this whole process. And honestly, bro, I just want to thank you.
Thank you, bro.
For, you know, bringing life back to it, bringing a purpose back to this shit. And I want to thank everyone that's been listening.
That's a fact.
For sure, because just in these past 3 days, we got like, what? First of all, we got to, like, 16 plays in 3 days in that first one, which is a big deal.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but
for
someone to sit down and listen to an hour and 10 minutes of us just speaking.
Yeah, that was in 2 days.
In 2 days. Yeah, exactly. In 2 days. So, yeah, I just want to thank everybody that's been supporting and paying attention and, you know, sharing it out. And I want to thank Tev, really, for... taking on the responsibility I gave to him. And,
I love it, bro.
Hey, it's just been a, I like the direction we going in. It's only up from here.
It's only up.
Yeah.
It's only up.
So go ahead, take it on.
Shit.
This episode is going to be a little off the script also. We felt
I was going to tell them niggas when it was done, that was all off the top. But since the cat's out the bag.
Oops, I fucked it up.
Nah, it was meant to be this way.
Always.
The shit's off. Most of it's off the top. We got a little bit of notes.
Mm-hmm.
Barely.
But you know us. We take shit all over the damn place.
Hell. Yeah.
Every time.
Effort.
Effort.
Effort, right. Yeah. What's the dictionary definition of that shit, man? Let me pull my phone out, nigga.
Yo, pull it up.
Let's add Siri real quick. The definition of effort, it's a noun. Niggas, I didn't know that. Probably because I didn't think about it. I put no effort into thinking about it. But it says, it's a vigorous or determined attempt. The result of an attempt, strenuous physical or mental exertion, a force exerted by a machine or in a process. And then it also says, the activities of a group of people with a common purpose. So all those are all different definitions of effort, right?
Okay. So what was the first one?
A vigorous or determined attempt.
Wow, that's the one I like.
Gotta start.
So it's an attempt.
Yes. You have to try at least, like.
So. Go ahead, roll with it.
I thought you was going to talk. Yeah, just, no, you got to try at least once,
I'm processing still.
shit, mind in motion stays in motion. A body in motion stays in motion. You know, life doesn't stop. But you got to put efforts into whatever you got, what you're dealing with, man.
Absolutely.
Shoot.
No matter if times are not good, even just bad, what
you're dealing with. Yeah, not even just what you're dealing with. The dealing with could just sound so, like, it's a bad thing. So, but dealing with could be like, shit, I got this good thing coming. I don't want to mess this up. In whatever avenue it is, it could be business, relationships.
So I would say anything. This. I think the advice I would give is don't let your effort be compromised by the situation or the factors that are affecting it.
Yeah, the circumstances.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So
it's not an excuse.
When you're sad or when somebody's fucking you over.
Yep.
It can't change your effort. It can't.
It can't.
It can't, because then that means you're more focused on something over there that's taking your, that's compromising your effort.
Exactly.
You know, so.
And you gotta hold yourself up, bro.
Effort gotta be consistent.
What you gotta hold yourself though?
Accountable.
Accountable, nigga.
You said hold yourself accountable.
Like, it, I don't know how.
But it also takes a lot of self-reflection, I feel.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just.
Oh, I'm happy you said that. Self-reflection.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm gonna cut you off.
No, that was perfect.
All right, bet. So, the little bit of notes I wrote down, just wrote down identity crisis. And you said self-reflection, so I'm like, all right, perfect. We spoke on never knowing, like, how to be, like, a person first and, like, athlete second. Because we grew up being straight athletes. Yeah. Since a kid, since we were able to operate, we were doing sports.
That's true.
And that just, it's a part of us, you know? People know us from,
like, some,
sports.
Like, think about when, I'll just call it general population.
Yeah.
Thinks of athletes, they think that we, I don't know, have this identity. A lot of people will look at us, like, even in college, people will look at us like, y'all are over here playing a game and devote your whole life to a game, and there's an actual life after this, and y'all don't even understand that. And they kind of, like, look down
I'm
on
so
us,
so happy,
right?
You said that, because we don't think about anything else except for it. And we're
so jaded by, I gotta make this play today. I gotta get my highlights right. Like,
I need to go heal after practice.
Man, I need before to study film.
Exactly. Before I study
the next practice.
Before I study, like, other stuff, you know? Which in time, there's times and places, but
absolutely.
Shit, it becomes so much of you, like, sucks you in almost.
Mm-hmm.
If you devote your life to it. Because if you don't, it'll show in your, like, the reflection of how good of a football player you are, IQ, whatever, however, whatever goes into the game, it'll show how much time you put into it, you know?
Is it appropriate to, probably should ask your brother this, honestly, is it appropriate to, because as you were saying that, I'm thinking, okay, we start off as athletes,
mm-hmm,
and end up getting thrown into real life later on, right?
But even still later on.
Think about someone who goes to the military. When do they have time to be themselves?
Depends on which age they go in, but niggas that go in young?
Right. Which is most of them, right? Is it not a majority that goes in you?
Life. That is life.
Right.
If you say you're going in you, and take your steps to going into the military, bro, you get in that junk, that is life, bro. If I didn't learn anything from not
and
being in it,
like,
and learning from
trade. A lot of people do come out and have a different
Well, definitely, mind frame. Bro. Because you have to be on a
then
different
you have
mind
to readjust.
Frame, bro. Exactly.
And it's the same thing. I mean, really, but as an athlete, it's not readjusting. It's just adjusting. If you started as an athlete, you know, that makes sense.
But even still, you can say the same for people that are in the military. Because they serve people before they go.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
That's we real. Both sitting here quiet as fuck.
Man.
But Like, that shit was so much, I would say for me, bro, because I could only speak for Tevin. I can't speak for nobody else.
Right. I did want to say this on here, though. I do want people to know that when we speak, we're not telling you to do nothing.
Hell no.
We're not trying to persuade you.
Hell no.
We give you perspectives and opinions.
Yep.
And I would actually, it would actually be more thought provoking if y'all all just disagreed with us, because
let us know.
Then there's more conversation, more debate, and then we might come to a conclusion. You never know. So hell, I just want to put that in the air. But you got it. What's...
To add on to your train before I move back, this is life advice that shit I've heard that was given to me. Shit, I'm still practicing.
We don't know
I'm
shit. I'm
still practicing this shit. I'm doing still working towards it as I'm telling y'all to, you know, so we shit. All can be better people, make this world a better place, bro.
We're all learning for people that are learning.
Exactly.
So.
Everybody's learning. You and never stop, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Never stop. My mom and pops tell me, bro. They in their 50s. They both in their 50s. That shit, they learn new stuff every day because they learn from us when they don't even expect to, you know?
Absolutely.
And shit, they tell me and my siblings all the time that
they were learning from us when we were babies.
Yeah, we've taught them so
think
much
about
more.
Your parents' first child.
First kid, bro.
They ain't done this shit before.
Damn, how old was my
they
mom?
They learning from them.
Yeah. How old was my mom? Oh, no, I'm going to let her tell that when she come on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's learning.
Yeah.
For real.
Oh, yeah. I didn't really start getting into me till college, bro. And I was just at, like, PCC, the community college.
What do you mean by getting into you?
I wasn't playing sports.
What do you mean by getting into you?
Like, learning more about myself. And I found myself, I was going to school to play sports.
Right.
Not going to school to learn something. Mm-hmm. You know, I wish I would have taken a different stance, like, going into it. But shoot, that's life, you know. There's plenty of information, never too late to pick it up.
But I don't think, so look, this is my thought. You know me, I gotta always fucking overanalyze shit to a point.
Put it in.
I don't think that was the point you learned yourself. Or got into yourself, I think that's the point you recognized who you were. Because you've been learning yourself all the way up until...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're changing.
You're learning a different
side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As you grew middle school to high school, from elementary to middle school, like, each time you were a little different. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
You were a different person at each phase of your life, so... Those were times you were learning, okay, I'm not going to be all the way this way. So when I go to high school, okay, I'm going to be a little cooler. All right, now I'm going to do this.
Yeah. But that
and
I,
then
yeah, 100%
that's the point
agree
where you
wrapped
you it all together and were like,
yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to do this no more.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
This is what I need to be doing. This is what I'm ready for. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. That's the whole umbrella. I'm just speaking in channel 100%. Yes, that is 100% what I'm saying. This is just in the fact of, like, putting in the effort to learn more, you know, just effort still, putting it into this, not just going to school, getting the grades for football. I graduated with 3.0, cumulative, which is cool,
yeah.
But I went to a hard-ass school, bro. I could have learned so much more because they were pushing out so much more.
I was right under 3.0. I was like a 2.98 or something like that.
I would have hurt me.
Bro, so sick.
I don't know how the fuck I got a 3.0 though, bro. Shit.
Cause you deserved it. You worked for that shit.
Shit. I'm the first to tell you, nigga. I don't know how, bro. But I did, bro.
I'm telling you.
Shit.
I feel you, bro.
Let me tell you about Tate this morning.
Okay.
So Tate is Albert Tate. I think I talked about him before on here. The
last episode, I'm pretty
good,
sure.
Good day today. So this morning, I'm gonna give you the analogy he said first.
Mm-hmm.
He said this lady back in the day, she used to play VHS tapes all the time for her son. Mm-hmm. Her son, he had a disability, so he'll watch it every day. You know, he knows the order, he knows what to expect.
Right.
But then after a while, things start getting like loose on the back end of the VHS because it has a long piece of string in it. You know, you can tighten it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm giving you like the visual now. So you could tighten it so it'd get back together, right? Mm-hmm. But once it starts getting loose, the volume like starts getting out of whack, the picture starts getting out of whack, so he starts getting frustrated, right? And then she'll pull it out, rewind it, next day, until she started cutting it out. She cut out that part that was skit, and then it'll go smoother, right? Because it wasn't all out of whack. And then her son started noticing that it was skipping apart because he was like, man, it's supposed to mess up right here. Mm-hmm. But now it skipped, and then the rest just keeps playing it smooth after that, right? So he was saying, as people, there are things that happened already. Spaces that are like an area that need to be just snipped out, bro. We ask God to cut it out so we can move on so things can be smoother, right? Mm. But then once those things get cut out, because that's what you ask for, you're like, man, this isn't what it is. Let me go back and do this again. And then you get in that space again. And then you're like, man, mm-hmm. I thought this was like, God, I need this cut out.
And add length to your journey.
So there are things we just need to cut out, let God take. Oh, she used to put tape on the parts. She'll tape it up so the two pieces are close to each other and it'll skip over. Mm. She'll put scotch tape, let it skip over. So God put scotch tape on it, put those pieces together to where you are now. You just need to let that be smooth and keep it pushing. Don't go back. Because then it could get out of whack again if you let it.
So what is that, like dwelling on the past?
Yeah. He said there's some habits we need to, that you ask God, this needs to happen, so he's cutting this out.
Right.
I need this to happen, so this, but he's telling you this needs to go. So let me cut this out, patch this up, get you on your way. He said there are women, men, relationships y'all need to let go of. Shit. Medical stuff.
We not listening to that one. I don't know if he's speaking to me about the medical.
I don't know if y'all can hear this.
The Lil Wayne intro?
Yep. Shit, man. But yeah, that was Tate today.
Wow, yeah.
So yeah, this is a channel. We're just channels.
That's it.
It comes from a source through us to y'all, to us.
I'm just
still
the delivery man.
Yeah, to us, because we need to listen.
Just the delivery man.
I need to listen to myself, bro.
But I'm a cool delivery man. I don't have no fucking goofy ass shorts and long ass socks on. I pull up with my music bumping.
Hell yeah. Shoot, might be
windows
some,
all the way down.
Might be some things on deck.
Some things. But shit. What else? You got anything else?
What else did I write? Shit. Oh, here we go. Yeah, it's a little line I wrote. There's a point to where you start like realizing how, like you said, how great you really are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it's like an awakening. It's like, oh shit, I'm much more than just a football player or an athlete, you know?
Uh-huh.
So much that like life I had to pick up on, because it was just school and fucking go to practice, get ready for the game, stay healthy, stay hydrated, stay in shape,
sleep when I can.
Exactly. You know, then it became school, because I was going to school and going to work. I'm like, shit, okay. I see what people are saying. Then I start listening, you know, taking what they've given me. I start applying it, because they've been in this space before I was, you know.
Right.
They tell me what I can do, what I should do, what I shouldn't do. or just live through their experiences, bro, for real, for real. So it's less I gotta take on, cause I know where it could go.
That's one thing I do regret, is not just, you know, listening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I always had to try it out for myself. Mm-hmm. I think that was more of my.
There are some things that really need to be tested. You know.
For real.
Let me see how real this is that they talk about. Or shit, life just happens that you find yourself in that space that they were in. Like, okay, this is what they were saying. You know, it's out of your control. You know.
Exactly.
But if you can control it, shit, do your best to control it, man. For real, for real.
Have to. When bad shit's going on around you, like you said, you really gotta get out of that identity crisis.
It's so easy to get stuck in. I was just telling my sister, mm-hmm. Shit, my fucking birds flying,
pulling up
shit.
On us.
I was just telling my sister, like, it's so easy to get stuck. Like, for some, it's a lot of death around them, I'll say, right? So easy for the thoughts to get caught up on death. Not necessarily,
like, who's gonna
not
die
necessarily
next?
Them dying, yeah. Not themselves dying, but like, damn. If this person goes here, there's possibility that I might not ever see them again.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, damn, that shit really fuck with somebody if they don't take care of that stuff, bro.
That's real.
Yeah. These birds sound hella beautiful. I'd love to hear this shit.
Okay, so have you read or seen anything about this royal family shit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I watched a couple videos, read a couple articles about that shit.
So Oprah and Tyler Perry saved her or what?
I don't know about saved her. They gave her, like, the platform to speak up.
Oh, okay.
Like, she went on Oprah, and she was talking about it.
It was making it seem like she was living there.
Who, Oprah?
No, Megan. No. Like, they moved her in and all that. But, no, that is wild.
I think she was living there, bro. Or was it living on there? I don't know shit about where the fuck they was staying at. She was just saying somebody in the family was talking about how dark that kid is gonna be. That kid, bro, is so light. Like, not like that.
Not even
colorism shit. But it's just
she's not
skin tone of that kid.
The mom ain't even dark. Megan's not even dark.
But like, somebody said they thought he was gonna come out looking like Michael Blackson.
Crazy.
That shit's burnt out though.
Yeah, what? See, and those are the type of things that like make me uncomfortable to travel overseas to places.
I was thinking about that shit. But that you can't limit yourself. Fuck that, bro. This place is here for us to see.
That's true. Well, shit, we run around here like scared to go to jail in a different city. Like, imagine going to jail or somebody falsely accusing or whatever.
Yeah, we just gotta get the fuck out of here. Get out of here, bro. I don't know where here is. I don't know if here is the mind state of.
Trav in the building!
What up, nigga?
Speak to the people.
Say what up to the people, bro. What you got to tell them today?
Good morning, people.
Give us something.
It's 11:16
today.
Be good to yourself so you can be good to other people.
I like that.
Okay, so let's run with that. Be good to yourself, so you can be good to other people.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to quote the man, Travis?
Y'all quote him for me.
You ain't going to quote the man? It's Jimi Andrews. It's my
lefty.
That's my grandfather.
The left? What?
It's my grandpa. Not Jimi Hendrix, man. Jimi Andrews.
Oh. Oh, man, like,
I think you might have hit. You might have had the part, bro.
Yeah, I might have.
Mm-hmm.
Hit.
Mm-hmm.
right, so. Why? Props and ops.
Why? Yeah.
The props go out to Oprah this week for giving Meghan Markle. Am I saying that right?
Markle? You asking me? I just read it. I don't know how to pronounce
that don't sound right. The way I'm saying
Meghan
it
Markle. Doesn't sound right. Yeah, that's her.
Markle.
That's her.
We're giving the props to Oprah for giving her the platform. Letting her speak out her truths. And, mm-hmm.
What's going on? What people really don't know about them.
Exactly. Royal family.
Royal family, yeah.
Can we just start calling them by their last name? What's their last name?
Them niggas in England?
Yeah, what's their last name? Nobody even knows? You serious?
I don't know. The queen, nigga. That's her name. I don't know. Prince Harry.
I'm gonna figure out their last name.
I got you. Queen Elizabeth, is that her? That's my, yeah. Queen Elizabeth is second.
Her name cannot be Elizabeth II. That can't be.
Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Windsor. That's sorry.
The Windsor family?
Sorry. That's sorry.
The Windsor family of the UK? Yeah, that's probably how they been operating.
I'm saying some stuff never. It's hey, the queen's
generational.
Exactly.
Like I was saying last episode, lessons get passed down. Lessons get passed down. So
some shit is really taught.
It's crazy.
And that has to be their way of life. Like our parents could have.
I mean, it ain't crazy, but
for today's date, bro, it's 2021. A whole lot has changed, but a whole lot needs to still change, bro.
And people in that entire nation are following her. Or that group, whatever the fuck.
What the hell you think they gonna think when they see Travis? What would, like...
They gonna be like, oh, Lord!
Who?
How do I do a British accent?
The motherfuckers in the...
Oh, Lord.
The royal family. Yeah, that's fucked up.
Oh, my.
That is fucked up. Now that I really think about this, that's just fucked up.
You know
what
I'm saying? That'll be fucked up. Fuck the UK.
For who they son chose to have a kid with.
Not have a kid with.
And to marry. Yeah. Right. Marry. More than that. Yeah, you're right.
And bring into the family. Bring a child into the family.
Thank you, Trav.
They not even trying to hear it out.
Mm-mm.
I mean, they did let... I mean, they hosted the wedding and shit, right?
Do they have a choice?
Because the whole world was looking.
Do they have a fucking choice?
Yeah.
This is shit that's underneath the rug that nobody knows about that she's talking about.
It probably just started coming out like that she was mixed and all that shit.
How long you think she's been dealing with this? How long you think she known this? Probably shit before the baby was here, huh?
Hell yeah.
Way before.
She probably was looking like something ain't right.
They said it wasn't the queen or is the king alive? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Whoever they say it wasn't the important people, it was probably somebody in the black auntie cousin. I know,
man.
You believe that?
Hell no.
I don't
know what the fuck I look like. I'm born yesterday. Hell no.
Nope. It's my birthday in time, man. See this every day too.
But
the op.
Remember this fucking.
Oh, England. Yeah. She's the op. It's off the top.
She's the op, nigga. Fuck him.
Fuck him. Y'all heard it? She's at the end. Fuck him.
Shit. Anything else we got? We gave y'all an hour and 10 last week. Like, fuck.
Which was more without the edits.
Shit, I think this wrap this shit up.
Yeah. Shit. Any words of advice, Zoe?
Oh, yeah, little sister's here.
Yep.
Zoe, you got a word of advice for us?
Live and direct.
Or a shout out? Or just something you want to get off your chest?
No. I think I'm good.
I respect that.
All right, she's good. She's good, people. She's good.
She's good.
I can't think of any.
Trav?
What?
Anything else you want to tell the people?
You got another tip?
Uh-oh.
No? Okay.
Well, what I'm leave you folks with this week? Be blessed and know that you blessed. And don't live in the bad things. You know, we all going through some stuff. Everybody go through things, but don't live in that. Don't let that become your life. It could be like a small part of what happened in your life, but don't let it become your life for real.
Amen. Am I, God damn, I'm freezing, nigga. My tip is stay cold or stay warm. Golly, I'm shivering and shit.
Cold as fuck back here today.
Yeah, stay warm. Stay comfortable. Stay cozy. And we out.
Yeah, we out.
Damn, bro, you spazzed out right now. What the fuck going on?